the Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business and your business is our business. Follow them on twitter.com/experiencepros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros. He came from
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your business day to join us. You know, when you talk about lead generation and knowing the conversion rate of those leads, it's an important ratio to understand how many people are coming in and how many of those you're converting.
You know, I think this is something that we could all spend a little bit more time thinking about. And so we brought in the expert, Jay Shore, the founding and managing partner of the Best Medical Business Solutions, based out of South Florida. They're a medical practice consulting firm, and they assist practices with their operational, administrative, and their financial health. Jay, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me back again.
Jay, you talk about something called the conversion cascade, and maybe we could start our conversation with what does that mean and how does it relate to lead generation?
Well, conversion cascade means that most businesses spend an inordinate amount of money in advertising and advertising. The definition being advertising is marketing your current and existing client and or patient base, and advertising is the external portion. But with the inordinate amount of money that you spend in marketing and advertising, how do you know that you're actually getting the proper ratio of your return on your investment, your ROI, which basically converts to what we consider to call a conversion cascade? And you basically have to know the steps of the conversion cascade.
All right. So what are those steps?
Okay. In order to properly be able to figure it out, you have to know what data sets you realize from your formulas. And then once you have that, what do you do with that information? And it's kind of like the links of a chain, because what you do first is there has to be an awareness of any advertising or marketing concept that leads to a phone call, so that when you market or advertise something, you're hoping that it leads to a phone call, and that phone call leads to somebody coming into your business if you're retail, or somebody coming in to purchase something. And that leads to an actual person coming into your facility. And when they come into your facility, are you able to close the deal or sell what it is that you were marketing and or advertising? And once you sell that, how you have to figure out the ratio of what you spent, how many people came in, how many people purchased, and then once you have an idea of how many people purchased, what was the revenue generated from that? And then once you figure out the revenue that was generated from that, you have to figure out what's your profitability. And once you figure out the profitability, you take that amount of money, and you have to take first what it cost you to achieve that amount of money, and you take what it cost you, and you divide that by what you receive back, and that becomes a ratio.
All right, so... Well, so, Jay, this sounds like, you know, an A plus B equals C, but it doesn't always track back so easily, or it doesn't always seem to. For example, we had a client who was advertising through the movie ads, the previews, and on Monday morning was so excited, thought the phone was going to ring, was expecting these customers to come in from this advertising, and didn't happen day one, didn't happen day two, didn't happen month one, didn't happen month two. After 3 months, she pulled her advertising. 3 months later, she discovered how well that advertising had worked for her, because the new client she was getting said, I saw your ad in the movie theater, but then I saw your flyer, I heard you on the radio, I noticed an ad for you in the newspaper. And we don't always know which one of those things brought that new client in, or we can't always track it. Maybe they heard about it from this friend from a word-of-mouth referral, but it was because it also lined up with that radio advertising we heard 6 weeks ago.
Well, it's very difficult to convert that or put that in the conversion cascade, because that's called deferred compensation and deferred marketing. Because many people really don't know where they saw it. And it becomes subliminal that you finally see something, whether it was a billboard, but what first made me realize that I wanted to listen to Angel on the radio is I heard somebody tell me about it. And then one day I happened to have seen something on Twitter, and then I saw something on Facebook, and then somebody told me about it, but yet it may not have necessarily been the first time that I heard about Angel.
Right.
So therefore, you have to find out from the source, because many times you're going to ask people, where did you hear about it? And they're going to tell you on Google. Well, my next question is, well, what did you type in Google? Because if you're going to track it for pay-per-click or search engine optimization purposes, Google isn't really the answer that I want. It's not that I really need to know what I want. I need to know what didn't work, because that's where I have to no longer focus on exercising my money and my time and my energy versus what did work. What were those key indicators? What were those key words that were able to bring that revenue into me?
All right. So, Jay, what would you say is a ratio that is healthy in you know, the conversion cascade?
It's got to be better than 3-to-1, because understand that most people think that if you brought in the same amount of money that it cost you, that it was a break-even, and you've really lost money.
Right.
Because there is time, and time is money. It was an expense that you could have used that time in relation to something else. So if you can go better than 3-to-1, you're on the top side. And you have to make sure that you don't throw your money away, because you have to know your marketing mix. There's cable TV, there's radio, there's print ads, there's online, there's newsletters, promotion, social media, there's internal and external marketing. There's so many that you have to be able to convert it and really put it to use.
Okay, so Jay, let me press a little harder on the 3-to-1 ratio, because is that three attempts to connect to one conversion, or is it one attempt to connect to three conversions?
Well, neither. It's really the 3-to-1 ratio is revenue to profitability.
Understood.
So what did it cost you to make that promotion happen, and what was the revenue and profitability that you received from that revenue that expended? You divide what it cost you by your return on your investment, and that really gives you your ROI or your conversion cascade. And hopefully, if you spent $6,000 and it brought you $18,000 back, it's a 3-to-1.
Okay. All right. See where you're going. All right. Well, you know, you make it sound so easy, and yet I know that there's probably a lot of science, a lot of technology, and a lot of experience that goes behind that. Will you please give us some contact information so our followers can connect with you as well?
Yes, I can be reached. We do, like Angel explained, we are a medical practice consulting firm that specializes in the operational, financial, and administrative health of medical practices, and we can be reached at www.thebestmbs.com.
Wonderful. Thebestmbs.com. Jay Shore, thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having us, and we'll see you again in another week.
All righty. Thank you for listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to fire up the satellite, so don't go anywhere as well. We'll be right back after these messages.